Gio Gonzalez and the Nationals are playing host to the Diamondbacks, and the left-hander runs into trouble with the second batter of the game.
And just underway here from Nationals Park. Pitch swung on, into the air to left field. This one is deep. This one is way back. Going, and gone. Goodbye. Chris Owings gets a hold of a 2-1 pitch and takes it out to straightaway left field. A changeup from Gio. It's his fifth home run and 21st run batted into the year. Went about halfway up the seats in straightaway left field. And the Diamondbacks, who came in seventh in the league in home runs, have hit their 35th of the year. And they're on the board with one out of the top of the first inning, 1-0.
Gio gets the bat on the ball. It's going to be an RBI. What a good at bat by a pitcher to tie the game. Gio Gonzalez, 3 RBIs in his last 2 starts.
That's worth a few high fives when you go back to the dugout. It's helping yourself out. Nicely done, Gio Gonzalez.
Well, base is loaded. Gio sets, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a curveball. Ball in the dirt. Weider steps on the plate.
Zimmerman hammers one to center. It is beyond the reach of A.J. Pollock. Harper will score. Ryan Zimmerman has done it again. 2-1, Washington. RBI number 30 and his first in the month of May.
And the crowd on their feet, they want to see Jacob Turner finish this one.
Third base, Rendon. Jacob Turner. 4 innings of scoreless relief. He gets the win, so he doesn't need the save. And the Nats are back even in the series.
2-1 Washington is your final. The Nationals do just enough to improve their record to an NL best 18-9. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
Well, it was very impressive. You know, it was like he kept throwing strikes, and when he got behind, he threw another strike. And, you know, they didn't hit the ball very hard off him, except for that last doubles. You know, they got a good lineup over there. And, you know, he was dealing. I mean, first you got to go with Gio. I mean, Gio walked a lot, struck out a lot, and, you know, got out of trouble a couple times. It's big, that strikeout to Drury, bases loaded when he was over 100 pitches, and gave us a chance to win. And then, you know, big hit by Harp, and then Zim continues to stay hot, and, you know, Turner, we had to make a decision. You know, do we go to a short bullpen? And if we go extra innings, they had us outmanned pitching-wise. And so, you know, had to make a decision. Do we stick with Turner? And it was a lot easier decision since we were home. We had the last at bat. You know, had we been on the road, it might have been something different. But, boy, that was outstanding job by him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a realm of possibility. We didn't know he was going to go 4 innings, you know. And, you know, we had, you know, a couple guys were kind of going to be out of roll depending on how the game went in the bullpen. And, you know, not only did he have an outstanding performance, but he saved our bullpen. And hopefully Max can take us deep in the game tomorrow. And then we'll be strong going on the road. Yeah, but you'd rather hit him not from a hitter's perspective, yeah, because he had him swinging at a lot of high fastballs. You know, they swung at quite a few balls, and so did we. And, you know, Robbie Ray looked like he was unhittable in the first, what he strike out the first 6 or 7 hitters or whatever it was. And, you know, he did that same thing against us last year in Arizona. And, you know, he has electric arm. I mean, he threw the ball great. But, you know, Gio did what he could to keep us in the ball game. You know, I mean, we wish he could have gone deeper, but, you know, he gave us what he had. Yeah. Well, man, he's hitting that ball hard, too. And, you know, Pollock can't run it down out there. There aren't very many outfielders that can. And, you know, the main thing is that his what did he lead the league last year? And his exit velocity is unbelievable. And he's getting some exit hits. And at the right time, you know, I mean, he's clutching up for us big time. I mean, he's continuing in May the way he was in April.
Washington will wrap up its series with Arizona on Thursday as the Nats send their ace, Max Scherzer, to the Hill.